Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. I don't know how many DTE users power. I haven't heard. Power out across? Because usually if there's a slight mist in the local Farmington Hills area, Wojo loses power. And so I don't know what state we're going to find him in as we check in. It's Wednesday. It's Wojo. It's Wednesdays with Wojo. Have you survived Ice Storm 2K19?
So far, my power is on, but I'm out of cling peaches and heavy syrup. I've been just gobbling through it. Cannot leave the house. As a matter of fact, Jamie, if you could do me a slight favor, can you come over tonight and take my garbage to the curb?
Oh, why do I know that? Tomorrow's Wojo's garbage day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's slippery out, it looks like. I don't know. I'm never going to leave the house, I don't think. But it looks slippery.
But I heard if you pour, like, Tangeray on your sidewalk, it'll make it much better.
Why would I waste Tangeray, Stoney, please?
Because you can lick it.
There was once a time.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
There was once a time in the history of this great state where Wojo and Stoney did a radio show together. I forget what they called it. And it was it was in the afternoon. It wasn't in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a storm of sorts. I forget if it was snow or ice. And Wojo at the time lived approximately 5 minutes away from the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he couldn't make it into work because he could not get out of his subdivision.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, because they didn't salt it or plow it, and my car couldn't go up the road.
So
I just stayed home.
So you missed the show, even though you were a brisk, maybe 15-minute walk from the radio station.
Oh, no, please. It was much further than 15-minute walk.
20?
You could have caught a cab.
20. Well, a cab couldn't have got it. I mean, his car couldn't have got it. The cab wouldn't have got it.
Well, no. His cab would have been more prepared. Yeah.
Is it bad right now? Because I have not been on the roads.
Oh, you haven't?
No, is it awful?
What, did your Pilates class get canceled this morning?
Yeah, I did. Thankfully.
All right, Woj, we had three basketball games and a trade last night. What did we learn? You know, you're always taking lessons, okay? So the Pistons made a trade. The Pistons won their game. Michigan State lost their game, and Michigan won its game. Is there one takeaway more than any other that you took away being the basketball savant that you always wanted to be?
Well, I will say this. In the space of a couple of hours last night, Player of the Year candidates from the local teams might have switched, perhaps.
Mm, interesting.
From Cassius Winston to Iggy.
For Big Ten Player of the Year?
Well, of the two teams locally, candidates.
Yeah.
We learned, although we didn't learn it because we already knew it, but we relearned that if Cassius Winston somehow were not available to play for Michigan State, they would indeed be hosting an NIT game.
Mm-hmm.
Because, my God, when he was out for that time, and then even when he was in and had 9 turnovers, they were beyond scattered. That's a little bit alarming, 3 straight.
Let me ask you this, to use one of your phrases. Is there panic in Sparty Town?
You know, I won't declare it officially, but I would say a little bit, partly because now we know Langford's not coming back. Izzo has not developed, partly out of a backup point guard. You know, Foster Lawyer doesn't seem to be ready for those duties. And Cassius Winston has to play every single minute, practically. And he seemingly, perhaps, might be wearing down just a little bit. So, yes, there is slight panic in Sparty Town, whereas Michigan, I mean, Rutgers, any road game is a little bit tough, but Michigan has been pretty good. When they poop the bed, as some great philosopher once said.
Socrates.
They usually bounce back the next game pretty well, like when they won at Indiana after losing to Wisconsin or whatever. And I thought they bounced back very well last night. And as for the Pistons, they proved they're better than the Knicks, and they're on their way. Sort of.
So, who cares about the Pistons? So, I want to go back to Michigan State really quick because I'm going to bring something up for the, 443rd time since Tom Izzo took over as head coach. And that is the issue of the whole rope, right? He gives certain guys rope, other guys he gives no rope to whatsoever. Hasn't Nick Ward gotten to the point where he deserves a little bit more rope? I like Nick Ward on the floor more than I like him on the bench. He played 20 minutes last night. He didn't start. Kyle Aarons didn't play all that great and turned the ball over. There's no rope for him. But, you know, who am I to second guess a Hall of Famer? But I feel like every year there's at least one or two players where it's like, hey, Tom, just let your horses run a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Although with Ward, I really think it's the defensive miscues more than anything.
Right.
Dan Dockich was pointed it out numerous times last night about him not getting to certain spots and getting back on defense. And that's the thing that'll get you benched more than anything. Like not taking bad shots, not missing shots. It's defensive miscues, but I think you're right to a certain degree. They are much better with him on the floor and confident and active. And they're going to, but you know what? Michigan State goes through these stretches periodically. Now, not losing three in a row usually, but I remember a few Januaries and Februaries where we were wondering. So I would not freak out about it. The one freak out about thing is because there isn't really a true backup for Cassius Winston.
This is where Izzo needs the late, great Drew Sharp to rise from the dead, write a column ripping the players, and then Izzo can passionately defend his players and attack the media, and then usually everything's right in the world.
Right. See what they're saying about you.
Yeah.
And Drew would shake his shoulders laughing about it. Yeah. That would be fun, yes.
And Izzo would have leaked the entire thing to Drew in this first place to start the entire process going.
Jamie mentioned the Pistons, the trade yesterday. I think it was no big deal. You know, you read stuff, and Mykhailiuk has a chance to be better than Bullock, is what some people say.
Lewis or Reggie?
Reggie.
Oh, okay.
I liked it. Did you?
Yeah, I do. Huh. His name is Svi?
Yeah? Svi Mykhailiuk, right?
Bye?
Yeah, from Sweden.
Whatever.
Inga from Sweden.
Yeah, I like it for two reasons. Number one, because, you know, gain some cap relief a little bit and a younger player, and you probably weren't going to be able to keep Bullock. And number two, don't tape this, okay? Turn the recorders off.
Okay.
All right, off, okay. I think this might be the precursor to show that they're not going to make the Mike Conley trade.
Good. Well, I saw Toronto.
We're not going to talk about Mike Conley on this show.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot.
Toronto, unacceptable.
If you believe what Toronto's offering, there's no reason that Memphis would take what the Pistons are offering.
Okay,
anyway.
If you believe that. But here's my thing, because I listened to some Mike Conley talk on the radio yesterday, and then me and the bogey kid did some Mike Conley talk. Here's the thing. Everybody said, oh, you're going to have to give up Reggie Jackson and a first-round pick and Luke Kennard. You're not going to get Conley otherwise. To which I would say, okay. Well, I mean, what does Memphis think they're dangling in front of people, like that they have all this leverage and they can demand? No, then that's – you should not give up the first-round pick. And if it just takes Kennard, I would do that. But this notion that Memphis has some giant booty dangling in front of people – oh, boy, that sounds like load management. Whatever. that is ridiculous. These teams, I think it's being drummed up and – I don't think he's going to get traded for the amount that they're talking about. And I think the Pistons will pull out of it because Kennard, Jackson, and a first-round pick is too much. Would be dumb.
Anything's too much with the exception of maybe Drummond because the guy that his contract is $35 million a year. Now, Wojo, I very rarely will ask you to comment on some of your colleagues' work in the newspaper.
Oh.
But there's this young scribe who wrote a blog in the Free Press today about the possibility that the Lions consider signing Kareem Hunt. Are you aligned with that?
Oh.
Wait, what idiot wrote that?
Carlos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it was me. It was me.
Oh, JB. Yeah. No, I haven't read it yet, but
what?
I saw the high headline.
Oh.
I just read the headlines and look at the pictures, okay?
Yeah. It was actually written only for clickbait, so you've already violated my writing of it, so don't worry.
No, I'm going to click it. I didn't get up too early today. But I do agree that people, especially in the NFL, fans, management, pick their spots when it comes to morality issues and choose what you know, what they accept and what they don't. And of course, what he did was heinous, but it's the NFL, and there are heinous, ruthless things going on, and you could get a great running back without giving anything up. So whatever that Free Press youngster wrote, I think I agree with it.
Final thing, Woj, February, in my opinion, is the worst sports month of the year. Stoney would put August up there as well. I think they're both strong contenders. Give us a show to stream or watch that you are currently binging or have recently binged to help us pass these cold winter nights where there's nothing else to do or watch.
Well, does it count if it's on HBO and you can't binge it because a new episode comes out each Sunday?
Yes, that counts.
That counts?
Because you can go back and watch the ones you've missed to this
on
point.
On demand, too.
Okay, go back then. They had a rocky second season, but a great first season, and it's back to being great. The True Detective,
okay,
which I also call the authentic gumshoe.
Yeah, the
first season was great. The Vince Vaughn one was horrific.
I agree, but it's back to being good and creepy.
Oh, good.
Yes. And by the way, can I close with load management?
Yeah.
Load management is something Stoney practices at a Springsteen concert. I wrote these down.
Okay.
Load management is something Bogey practices while watching Luke Kennard. And the load management is something Valeni practices while watching Michigan lose a football game.
trouble with a snap. All right. Robert, happy Wednesday. Avoid the ice. Skate over it. Don't drive over it. And we will talk to you next Wednesday.
And come over and pick up my garbage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll be right over to do that. Me and Stoney. Your garbage guys. There he is. Wednesdays with
Woo!
Wojo. You can hear him every night at 6, the Bogey and Wojo show here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.